So at the beginning, when we formed a steering committee, which then led to the nonprofit, we talked about all the different options that could be followed. It could be we could sell the gleaner to an owner who would invest in it. We could form the nonprofit, which we did, and run it as a social enterprise. Social enterprise being a nonprofit that has at least 40% of its revenues coming from goods and services rather than government grants. We could have formed a cooperative, right? So that everybody who wanted to have the gleaner became a member of the cooperative. But that was a lot more complicated, and there are a lot more regulations around financial aspects that would have we wouldn't have got it off the ground quite so quickly. So we quickly fell on the model of a nonprofit social enterprise, so owned by the community. Any profit, any surplus that we make would be reinvested in the paper. In order to generate money, because we're English minority in a rural area, the critical mass is really our biggest challenge, right? If we were in the West Island of Montreal, where there are more English speakers, it would have been a different dynamic. But we recognize that. And so we had to generate some money at the beginning. And the quickest way to do that was to sell subscriptions, which we did. People were very happy to see the gleaner come back. We had no problem getting people to sign up at $60 a piece. And then the advertising followed. But we also knew that running the gleaner just as a newspaper was going to be more than a challenge. It wasn't going to be viable over the long term. And hence the name of the official name of the ownership. So the gleaner is the title of the paper. The owner, as in the company, but in this case the nonprofit, is the Chateauguay Valley, which is the name of the region, Community Information Services. So our mandate is to provide information to the community. We are doing it primarily now through the pages of the gleaner. But if the most effective way to inform the community was to get a very loud-voiced teenager on a soapbox on the corner of the IGA on Saturday morning with a bell yelling out the news, that's what we would do because it fulfills our mandate. Obviously, we're not going to do that, but just to give you the sort of the contrast. So we've got the paper up and running, and so we've been delving into a number of different projects, as we call them, trying to look at other ways to fulfill our mandate, but at the same time generate revenues which support the overall operations and ensure the viability. So with the small market that we're in, we started off with part-time employees. That's a challenge because how are you going to keep part-time employees over the long term? You want to offer them long-term positions with reasonable pay and hours. So we need to generate other kinds of revenue. So we've undertaken different kinds of projects, including podcasting, to sort of poke the bear and see what works, what doesn't work, what will generate some revenues. We could easily start a community radio station. It would be within our mandate. We're not going to do that because the equipment costs and the regulation that go with a radio station are well beyond our means. But that's the kind of thing that we're looking at. And the one project that's just coming to a close that we're going to be launching soon is called Quebec Connect, which is a news service. We've used AI to create a script that crawls the web and picks off news and summarizes it of news and information related to the regions. And the purpose of that is not to compete with newspapers that are in existence or in Montreal, but in places like Thetford Mines, in Sept-Îles, the Magdalen Islands, Abitibi-Témiscamingue, where the English-speaking population is very small and the critical mass will not support their own community newspaper. So this will be a website that will provide news about these regions in English that they can access. And so although they won't have their own community newspaper, at least they'll have access to more news and information that's pertinent to an English-speaking person who lives in the regions.